Tony Abbott raised this issue of housing affordability and illegal real estate purchases by foreigners at the National Press Club last weekend when he spoke to me on Friday. A new government foreign investment policy, which went before Cabinet last week, is expected to include new penalties for foreign buyers breaching the law and penalties against those who assist them. The policy will also include new application fees charged to foreign property purchasers, that's people, ERS, which will fund increases in Foreign Investment Review Board staffing levels. Now, as you know, under federal law, foreigners who haven't been granted residency are supposedly, the law prevents them from buying established homes in Australia. They are restricted to buying, quote-unquote, off the plan, apartment properties only. But since 2003, offshore investors have purchased almost 30,000 Australian homes for more than $23 billion. Chinese buyers alone spent $5.9 billion last year on 5,000 established homes in Australia. That's last financial year. And the Foreign Investment Review Board hasn't prosecuted anyone for years. Since 2003, the board has issued, now remember, it's meant to be monitoring this, and these people are breaking the law, has issued only 17 orders for foreign investors to divest illegally acquired property in Australia. John Findlay, a prominent migration agent who works with Chinese investors, says the proposed new application fees won't stop Chinese investment in Australia. Good. Not designed to stop investment. They're designed to fund an expansion of the Foreign Investment Review Board so that it has resources to effectively prevent illegal real estate purchases. It's good policy, which will resonate with Australian voters, and not a minute too soon.